In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was 13 years old, a friend invited me on a church retreat. Little did I know that her invitation would change my life. While there, another young person asked me a question. What is the center of your life? I'd never had anyone ask me a question like that before. Mostly people asked me things like, can I look at your homework? Or, have you made your bed yet? This was a different kind of question, and I found it a surprisingly difficult question to answer. I finally said, people. People are at the center of my life. The young man looked at me intently and replied, that's a good start. A good start to what? I wondered. Seeing I was still interested, this kid, who was just a year older than I was, drew a circle, and in the middle of the circle, he drew a chair. And he explained that the chair was like a throne, and whatever I placed on the throne, at the center of my life, would rule my life. Then he suggested that if I placed Jesus Christ on the throne, my life would turn smoothly, like a wheel. No one had ever talked to me like this before, as though my life, my decisions mattered. It was as though someone had turned on a light in my mind. I had been baptized and confirmed, but had never felt that what happened in church really had anything to do with me and my life. I tell you this story because that moment was an epiphany, a revelation, like a star shining in the darkness to show me the way. I'm sure you all have stories of personal revelation, moments when God seemed to speak to you through nature or scripture or someone else's words. God spoke to the Magi. Because they were Gentiles, he spoke to them through nature. But their knowledge was incomplete without the word of God. So when they reached Jerusalem, they asked King Herod, where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? And Herod consulted the scribes and the Pharisees, who turned to the book of Micah to find the answer. The Messiah would be born where King David had been crowned, a little town 5 miles south of Jerusalem, called Bethlehem, which means house of bread. The story of the Magi illustrates the importance of our response to God's revelations. Three sets of characters heard the truth about the baby born in Bethlehem. Each had a different reaction. The priests and the scribes had all the right knowledge and information. They quoted Micah 5:2 to Herod. They knew of the coming Messiah and had heard the Magi were following a star to find a newborn king of the Jews. Herod had heard the message from the Magi and confirmation from the experts in his own court. The Magi themselves had the star, and now, from their stop in Jerusalem, the information they needed to continue their quest. And yet, the priests went back to business as usual, as though what they had heard didn't really matter or have anything to do with them. And Herod was frightened and worried. A new king would upset his personal apple cart and could cost him his power, his throne. But the Magi followed the light they'd been given, found the infant king, bowed low before him, and gave him gifts. Gifts that reveal to us the true nature of this baby. Gold is a gift not for a newborn baby, but for a king. Incense, used in worship from ancient times, tells us this child is also divine. And myrrh, the fragrant rosin used in embalming, tells us this child is fully human, and like all humans, will die. Fully human, fully divine, and a king destined to sit on the thrones of many hearts. How you respond to God's revelations reveal your heart. At 13, I had a hungry heart. I could not get enough of Jesus. He became the bread of life to me. Now that I've been a priest for 31 years, I have some sympathy for those priests who went back to business as usual. I'm sure they had services to plan, homilies to write, classes to prepare. But we have to be careful about getting so busy doing God's work, we miss what God is saying to us. God is constantly speaking to us, and yet how often are we listening? God forbid we should ignore or miss God's messages to us. I first heard these opening lyrics from a Bob Dylan song in my early 20s, at a time when I had kicked Christ off the throne and was struggling to let him reclaim it. These words helped me make the right choice. You may be an ambassador in England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're going to have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed. You're going to have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Since you're here this morning, I assume you have chosen to serve the Lord. So with the Magi, let us bow low and offer our gifts to Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Amen.